This is Direct with Devin, part of the Devin Nunes Podcast. Subscribe on Rumble.com to watch or download wherever you listen to podcasts. Here's your host, Devin Nunes.
This episode's about Amazon's mail-in voting hypocrisy. Many states implemented mass mail-in voting for the 2020 election. Democrats and legacy media outlets cheered this change despite the obvious increase risk of electoral fraud in mass mail-in voting. Other nations understand this. Canada and France, nations the left wants to emulate most times, actually prohibit mass mail-in voting. Even Democratic President, former President Jimmy Carter warned in a 2005 report of the Commission on Federal Election Reform that, quote, absentee ballots remain the largest source of potential voter fraud. One of the most vigorous defenders of mass mail-in voting is none other than the Washington Post, owned by billionaire Amazon oligarch Jeff Bezos. The Post has constantly advocated for mail-in voting, calling concerns over the risk of fraud bogus fear-mongering. The Post might want to look in the mirror. Jeff Bezos and Amazon recently tried to stop its workers in Alabama from voting by mail in a labor union election because of, get this, according to the petition, Amazon filed to stop the election, quote, concerns about election security. That's right. Now that Amazon's bottom line is on the ballot, Bezos is a staunch opponent of mass mail-in voting. Recall that Amazon recently deleted the speech app Parler from the internet because of, among other reasons, some Parler users question the security of mail-in voting. I won't hold my breath for the Washington Post to accuse Bezos and Amazon of dangerous fear-mongering.
Stay up to date by subscribing on Rumble.com to watch the podcast or download wherever you listen to podcasts.